No, we're going to hear a bit more from the series of supports in the workplace for women who've lost babies early on in pregnancy, that is under 24 weeks. At the moment, there's no paid leave for women who suffered such a loss. Today, we hear from Alison Lynch, chair of LMC Bereavement Support. She explained what her group does.
So LMC Bereavement, we're a charity that supports parents who've received any sort of poor fetal diagnosis, whether that be fatal or just a very poor diagnosis. And we support them whether they decide to have a termination for medical reasons or to continue on with the pregnancy. And we support them at any stage during the diagnosis, after the diagnosis, and even many years later. And LMC stands for Lan of McCree, which is what we were known as, but we just found that was a bit too difficult for people to spell. But yeah. Lan of McCree, obviously, is the Irish for child of my heart. And I think it's to convey that these are much wanted babies, much wanted pregnancies that, you know, just unfortunately babies would then just have a condition and are very, very sick. So it's just to again convey that these are much wanted babies that we provide parents with support with when things don't turn out the way they had planned.
Yeah. Given that the majority of people who do suffer a loss are in the workforce, would you say that pregnancy loss is a silent issue in the workplace?
Definitely. I think any kind of reproductive issue is a silent issue. And I think for, again, a variety of reasons, I think people potentially might want their privacy. They don't want maybe people, their employers, why would you, to know that they're trying to get pregnant, that they're undergoing IVF treatment, that they are pregnant, or that they've suffered a loss. And so it can be this silent, and I mean, there is this, of course, this idea out there that, oh, you know, kind of you don't tell people that you're pregnant until X amount of weeks. So therefore, if you haven't told people that you're pregnant, it can then therefore be very, very difficult to ask for support then. You're asking support for something that people didn't know that you were pregnant. So I think it's definitely this struggle between how much of your privacy do you want to protect versus how much support can your employer, how supportive can your employer be? And so definitely there is this kind of silent epidemic going on as to, you know, do you tell your employer, do you not? Do you just carry on as normal? And again, will it affect your career progression if people know that you're trying to get pregnant? There's a lot to it.
You just mentioned there about career progression. A lot of people might feel embarrassed about disclosing that they've suffered a loss in the workplace, or they mightn't want to tell people because they don't want to be looked upon differently in the workplace. There's kind of an element of shame to admitting that you've had a loss.
Absolutely. I think women are very, very good at blaming themselves. Oh, the miscarriage is my fault, or my body wasn't able to carry a pregnancy, I've let my family down. All of these emotions that shouldn't be there, but they are. And so I think, therefore, it's kind of like admitting that you failed at something. Oh, I wasn't able to continue pregnancy, have a healthy baby. And I think there's an embarrassment. And certainly if it's recurrent, with people that have had more than one loss, a recurring loss, it's like, oh, I can't say again, this is it, this is my third miscarriage I've had, this is my third loss, this is my, I mean, I've had two losses, and I felt the same when I got the diagnosis in my second pregnancy. I thought, oh, I can't, like, and again, I've no idea where that embarrassment comes from, because it's not logical that, you know, that you should feel this way, but it is, it's there. And there is definitely, and again, especially with women that have had a termination for medical reasons, they do not want to disclose this. They fear being judged, they fear shame, they fear all of this. So there's very, very definitely a stigma that people mightn't want to disclose, and definitely not in the workplace.
Yeah, and kind of continuing on with that shame, a lot of women throughout Irish history, they've carried that shame, whether we look at things like the delays to reproductive rights, the mother and baby homes, or the Killeen, the unconsecrated graves of stillborn babies. Would you say that the continued delay in implementing legislation that supports these leave entitlements for people who suffer from pregnancy loss, especially under 24 weeks, is that continuing this legacy that the shame kind of falls upon the woman?
Yeah, very definitely. Yeah, we've had a very poor history of supporting women and their reproductive rights and babies and health. And I think it especially continues for women in the category that we would support, which is termination for medical reasons, because a lot of these women still have to travel abroad to have a termination.
There you go. That is another part of an addition on to the series by Alan O'Brien of supports in the workplace for women who've lost babies early on in pregnancy. He was in conversation with Alison Lynch, their chair of LMC Bereavement Support, explaining what her group does. And you can get support from them. The email is lmcbereavement@gmail.com, or you can go to lmcsupport.ie. We'll have the final part in Alan O'Brien's series next week on the programme.